on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Dáil has heard calls for a new approach to tackling COVID-19, with opposition parties calling for the maximum suppression of the virus. The COVID-19 vaccine has been rolled out today at St Colmkill's village in Clonmany. A Donegal deputy says the county's healthcare workers are overworked, exhausted and at burnout. And an Inishowen councillor says the OPW can no longer wash their hands of coastal erosion on the peninsula. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. First news though, new countries are expected to be added to the mandatory hotel quarantine list, while the government's also preparing significantly increased fines for people who should try to go on holiday during the pandemic. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
As the country starts to look towards reopening at some point in the next few months, politicians are still focusing in on international travel and how to avoid importing new cases and, more worryingly, new variants. Transport Minister Eamon Ryan's confirmed the government plans to extend the list of countries on the mandatory hotel quarantine list beyond Brazil and South Africa.
Similar to the UK in having much stricter restrictions, and we'll follow that advice and implement it with full speed.
The legislation giving that list force is not yet in place and will only go to Cabinet on Tuesday. New figures have also shown that in the 6 days between January 30th and February 5th, 5,241 Irish people arrived into Dublin Airport saying they were returning from holiday. In response, Taoiseach Micheál Martin says they'll be increasing fines.
The €500 is not sufficient disincentive to travel abroad. That will be increased. The government is considering increasing that to 2,000.
So that means a couple planning a trip on holiday will have to factor in an extra €4,000 in fines on top of their costs. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
The Dáil has heard calls for a new approach to tackling COVID-19, with opposition parties calling for the maximum suppression of the virus. A private member's motion was tabled by the Labour Party today, which called for a national aggressive COVID-19 suppression strategy. The motion claims the government's Living with COVID-19 plan has failed to cope with the most recent wave of infection, with the economy shut down 3 times for almost 6 months over the past 10 months. Speaking in the Dáil, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle called for clarity from government.
Now we have businesses that can do nothing. They're all locked down. And that's the reality of the situation. That's what you're doing for us. And then you talk about that. How long can this strategy go on for? It's going to go on for 10 years. Or somebody said 10 years. Or somebody else said a year or whatever. We actually have the Tonist in the paper today talking about this strategy, this nonsensical strategy that you're doing now, is going on into next year anyway, regardless. Be truthful with people. Tell people exactly what you're thinking and what you're hoping for. What you're doing now won't deliver anything for people except more lockdowns and more hardship.
Meanwhile, the government is warning too many people are in hospital with COVID-19 despite a decline in recent days. 1,032 people were in Irish hospitals this morning with the virus, the lowest number since January the 7th. It's a 6% fall on yesterday and 24% down on last Wednesday. Last night, 178 people were in ICU receiving treatment. Latest figures show 59 people with COVID-19 are currently being treated at Letterkenny University Hospital, 4 in ICU. Liz Canavan from the Department of Taoiseach says the numbers are still too high.
Hospital numbers are still at peak levels of wave 2 and we are still using surge capacity. We will have 3 times the number of in hospital today as we had at the peak of wave 2, so we need to remember that.
The COVID-19 vaccine has been rolled out today at St Colmkill's village in Clonmany. Initially, the facility was not included in the vaccine programme for nursing homes as it is not a nurse-led centre, which sparked a major public outcry. Anne Doherty, who is manager of St Colmkill's village, told today's 9 till noon show that it's finally a bit of relief.
You heard on the news all the time about people who had COVID and didn't realise they have it. And every one of us as staff who came in here every morning, we were afraid of what we were bringing in. We'll come in. We came in. I got my vaccine yesterday. I had to go to Letterkenny yesterday to get my vaccine. I got my vaccine in Letterkenny yesterday and up in St. Colin's campus. And you come in the door this morning thinking, well, whatever I have or whatever, these residents from today on are going to have some form of protection. And while we'll still go with all the, sorry, while we'll still go with everything that we have to, all the precautions we have to take, it just gives you a bit, it's a bit of ease of mind. It's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel too for the families to think, because, I mean, some of these people haven't seen their families for over a year because they've been in England and everything.
Yeah.
You know, and there's families, I have families here that are in Spain or in England or wherever, and they haven't seen them. So at least now there's some bit of a light at the end of the tunnel that things are moving forward, and hopefully.
Yeah.
As you can hear this excitement here in the background.
NPHET has recommended that the HSE resumes testing close contacts of positive COVID cases twice. Close contacts of a confirmed case will no longer need to restrict their movements if they test negative for COVID-19 on day 10. Casey O'Riordan has more.
Before the testing of close contacts was temporarily suspended, contacts were tested on day zero, once alerted they were a close contact, and then again 7 days later. However, when testing close contacts resumed on January 29th, people were only being tested once on day five, meaning 5 days after they last had contact with a confirmed case. Regardless of the result, they were required to quarantine for 14 days. Following a recommendation from NPHET, the twice testing of contacts has resumed, but a key difference is they will be tested on day 0 and day 10. If the contact receives a negative test result on day 10 and has no symptoms, they will no longer be required to quarantine.
Donegal's healthcare workers are overworked, exhausted and at burnout. That's according to Sinn Féin, who's calling on the government to implement SláintecAir in a bid to transform the health service going forward. Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin says we cannot return to the same health service as before the current crisis. He also says that staff need to be given assurances that better working conditions lie ahead.
Is absolutely borne out by all of the conversations that I'm having with nurses and with doctors and with all staff who are working in our hospitals across the county. They're absolutely burnt out. And we need to say to them, and particularly government, needs to demonstrate that this underinvestment that has been the hallmark of our health system from before this crisis and indeed during this crisis is not going to continue, that this is not going to be their reality for the rest of their careers because it's absolutely unsustainable.
I'm sure from the offset of this pandemic, those affected and working in the healthcare sector didn't expect to be in the same position a year on almost.
Oh, indeed. I mean, if you look at Letterkenny Hospital, the hospital was working at full capacity for a number of years before this crisis started. We had people on trolleys, not enough beds, impossible work conditions. And of course, this crisis has only made it so much worse. And I'm mindful of the deep distress that we are causing to our healthcare workers, not just in Letterkenny Hospital, but across the entire system. They need to hear from government that there's going to be the necessary resources invested now, right now, and moving forward.
A number of Irish MEPs have expressed their criticism of the European Commission's recent proposed triggering of Article 16 of the Northern Irish Protocol. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said mistakes were made in triggering Article 16. It was enacted to stop the UK using the North as a backdoor to get AstraZeneca vaccines into the country. Amid the row between the company and the Commission, it was, however, quickly revoked. During a European Parliament debate on the EU's vaccination strategy, Midlands North West MEP Chris McManus said there cannot be a repeat of what he termed the fiasco.
It is unacceptable that the Commission didn't see the potential of destabilising the withdrawal agreement and the Good Friday Agreement by proposing the use of Article 16 of the Irish Protocol. Now we must ensure that the fiasco isn't repeated. And part of that is picking up the phone to Dublin and Belfast. But it also needs a structural commitment with the north of Ireland at all levels, recognising its special status as defined by the protocol.
Meanwhile, President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen has acknowledged that the vaccination rollout process in Europe has been too slow, with the EMA taking up to a month longer to approve vaccines compared to other jurisdictions. Just 1.7% of the Irish population has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 so far. President von der Leyen says we do not yet have the full picture when it comes to the effectiveness of treatments and vaccines.
But we do know these variants will continue to emerge. And we do know that we need to anticipate and prepare immediately. And this is why we start our new HERA project now, with launching our preparedness agenda against new variants next week.
The number of domestic violence cases sent forward for trial nearly doubled last year. According to Freedom of Information figures, the DPP referred 495 files for prosecution in 2020 compared to 249 the year before. Of the 495 cases sent forward for trial last year, 29 were in Donegal. The number of files the DPP received from the Gardaí relating to domestic violence increased by 88% in 2020. Barrister Morgan Shelley says the COVID-19 lockdowns are one of the reasons for the rise.
Much of the increase is likely down to improvements in how Gardaí deal with domestic violence cases. We're seeing more specialist Gardaí with advanced training, better protocols to ensure cases are followed up by specialist members. But we can't ignore the fact that this increase has happened at a time when families are in lockdown together. And based on what the DPP has said in the past, it is likely that some of the increase is down to the lockdown measures.
An Inishowen councillor says the OPW can no longer wash their hands of coastal erosion on the peninsula. A report has estimated that over the next decade or so, erosion could result in the water from Lag Beach moving inland as far as Lag Chapel. Councillor Martin McDermott says something needs to be done and councillors can no longer stand back and allow the OPW push the issue down the line. He says action needs to be taken before it's too late.
The OPW must step up to the mark, and I think the main thing that they have to do is engage with the council, engage with National Parks and Wildlife, and most of all, engage with the local community, engage with the landowners, engage with the people that live in that area, because they have some vital information in relation to the movement of those tides, the movement of the sand. They live there, they see it every day of the week, every day of the year. And I think it's important now that the OPW don't keep washing their hands of this, that they come up here, they meet with the council, they meet with the all the relevant bodies, and especially that they take and meet with the local community as well and give them an opportunity to give their opinion, because that could be vital and how we could manage the erosion here in the Inishowen.
And unless action is taken, it's going to be too late at some stage.
Well, there's no doubt about that. The report, and you would have seen the report itself, it is saying that, you know, over the next 15, 20, 25 years, if the erosion keeps going the way it is at Lag, that another 40, 50 metres could easily be taken away. That would be detrimental for that whole area and for, you know, the future of Lag Chapel and the future of that whole area, and detrimental to the farming community that farm that area. So people have to stand up and be counted. There's no point in waiting for something to happen that's never going to happen, and we have to make sure that the OPW or the National Parks and Wildlife and the council all step up to the mark here, because we've been talking about this and talking about this and talking about this, but nothing is happening. No one is taking us on. The OPW are just, pardon the pun, sticking their head in the sand. Just not good enough. And I think the time has come where they have to step up to the mark here. Minister O'Donovan must meet with the local authority, and we must come up with some types of solutions that help.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Kickstart your running with top brand footwear at michaelmurphysports.ie. Free nationwide delivery.
It's time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with local soccer. Derry City have confirmed the signing of midfielder Joe Hodge, who joins the Brandywell club on a six-month loan deal from Manchester City. The 18-year-old Republic of Ireland international was awarded his first professional contract at the Etihad just last August, and the Premiership leaders were keen to get him playing senior football as the next step in his development. Derry boss Declan Devine told the club website he's absolutely delighted to be bringing Joe to Derry City. Four more quarterfinal places are up for grabs tonight in the FA Cup. First up, Premier League leaders Manchester City are away to in-form Championship side Swansea. That one gets underway shortly at 5:30. There's a 7:30 start to the all-Premier League meeting of Leicester City and Brighton. And at the same time, Sheffield United entertain Championship mid-table side Bristol City. Then later at 8:15, Everton play host to Tottenham. Everton boss Carlo Ancelotti admits he's more concerned about securing European football next season than winning the FA Cup. Ancelotti says the financial boost of playing in a continental competition is key to his long-term plans for the club.
The most important is to reach the position in Europe. The stability of the club is going to have a big improvement reaching European position. Evertonians are desperate to have trophy back. I don't know really now if it's the right time.
Well, Tottenham boss Jose Mourinho has admitted the away draw in the Cup to the Toffees doesn't feel as daunting without fans. Jose says playing in an empty stadium means the big advantage of being the home side is lost.
I believe that every coach tries, like I try, to make the players feel good feelings. But the reality is, empty stadium is a complete different story. And I believe that has an impact. And I think this happens in every stadium. So the public makes a difference, I believe.
Up in Scotland, Celtic boss Neil Lennon says he's been making an extra effort to look after his players' mental health. A disappointing campaign means they're 21 points behind the leaders Rangers in the Premiership, heading into tonight's game at St Mirren. Lennon feels the criticism aimed at him and the squad has been unnecessarily harsh.
I've actually been to a couple of players' homes just to check on them and make sure they're okay. The level of criticism is something I haven't experienced before either. So if it's a shock to me, then, you know, it must be so difficult for them to comprehend, you know, not having been here before.
Also tonight in the Scottish Premiership, Tommy Wright takes charge of Kilmarnock for the first time when they host Motherwell. They've lost 13 of their last 17 top flight games. And the match between Livingston and Hamilton tonight is off. That's due to heavy snow. The away leg of Chelsea's Champions League last 16 tie with Atletico Madrid will be played in Bucharest. The match on the 23rd of February has been switched from Spain to Romania because of coronavirus restrictions. The second leg is due to take place as planned at Stamford Bridge next month. Down senior football manager Paddy Talley has been proven by the GAA to have engaged in misconduct, but he's had his ban shortened to 8 weeks. Talley was originally slapped with a 12-week ban by the association after the Down squad gathered at Abbey CBS in Newry last month. The GAA have prohibited collective training during the Level 5 lockdown. Talley's ban is immediate from Tuesday's meeting, which means it will expire on the 5th of April. Down had already accepted the sanction, which sees forfeiting home advantage at one of their Football League matches. There's huge disappointment this week for Donegal's Finesse Gymnastics Club. Finesse were due to represent Ireland at the World Gym for Life Challenge in Portugal in July, but the event has now been cancelled. The club were to send 21 senior gymnasts to Portugal, but the current COVID health crisis in the country means organisers have had no option but to cancel the fourth running of the challenge. On the tennis front, Novak Djokovic and Serena Williams won their matches at the Australian Open earlier. World number one Djokovic defeated American Frances Tiafoe in four sets in their second round match in Melbourne. Serena Williams breezed past Nina Stojanovic in straight sets and remains on track for a record 24th Grand Slam title. Serena's sister Venus, however, lost out in straight sets to Sara Errani. Samoa Halep and Naomi Osaka were also winners today. Finally, in the golf front, organisers of the Open are planning to hold a full-scale event with fans in July. R&A Chief Executive Martin Slumbers says they're proceeding with cautious optimism due to the rapid rollout of the COVID-19 vaccination programme. But backup plans are in place for a limited number of spectators to attend or for the championship to be held behind closed doors. And that's your sport this Wednesday evening. Back with more tomorrow morning, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, Councillor Jerry McMonagall has brought an emergency motion before the latest sitting of the Letterkenny-Milford Municipal District. Serious concern has been raised over what's been described as a deteriorating condition of suspected mica-affected council homes in Letterkenny. Councillor McMonagall is calling on the council to take immediate action to identify, test and repair a significant number of houses. He says the condition some people are living in is not acceptable, with cracks appearing and kitchen units no longer able to be fixed to walls in some properties. Rather than waiting for funding to be released under the Mica Redress Scheme, Councillor McMonagall believes the council should take matters into their own hands.
This has been on now for a number of years. There's a large number of our stock of social housing in Letterkenny that are affected, and very badly affected by what looks like mica. There's a lot of frustration and anger out there with our tenants who have had to put up with this for years and sit and watch their houses deteriorating around them without any action happening from the council. And this is because we've been waiting for the government to set up the MICA scheme. Now that it is, we're in talks now finally with the government to get monies to fix the social housing.
But at this stage, and with fears that it could be years before work is carried out, do you feel that the council needs to take this into their own hands now?
Yes, I said that. I said the people, our tenants have been living with this hell for long enough. I think that rather than waiting for the grants to be handed out by the government, that possibly the council should try and explore maybe borrowing the money to get started on these repairs, because as we all know, the MICA scheme for private householders is a long drawn out process, and to date we've only got 180 applications that have been processed, and very few, if any, have actually started getting the remedial works necessary done to their houses. So look, I think our tenants have put up with so much for so long that this process would need to start sooner rather than later. And that's why I welcome the fact now that we're going to have a workshop on the 18th of February to hopefully try and identify a way forward and something processed that can be enacted fairly quickly, at least to get this started anyway.
Both Irish Water and Donegal County Council are set to replace water mains in the Ballyrane area of Letterkenny in the coming days. The current water mains have been described as problematic, which are prone to bursts, causing disruptions to the supply locally. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The mains are being replaced with new high-density plastic pipes, and the works are being carried out in accordance with Level 5 COVID-19 restrictions. The area where the work is being carried out is close to the Ballyrane Industrial Estate. The works are due to commence in the coming days and will be completed by the end of March. Once completed, it's hoped the customers in the area will have an improved water supply with less disruption. To facilitate the safe delivery of the works, there will be some traffic management in place. Local and emergency access will be maintained, though, at all times. The works may also involve some short-term water shutoffs, and the project team will ensure that customers are given a minimum of 48 hours' notice prior to any planned water shutoffs.
Weather now. Tonight will be very cold with a widespread sharp to severe frost and icy patches. Lowest temperatures of -4 to -1 degree. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, the government is warning too many people are in hospital with COVID-19 despite a decline in recent days. Latest figures show 59 people with COVID-19 are currently being treated at Letterkenny University Hospital, 4 in ICU. Donegal's healthcare workers are overworked, exhausted and at burnout. That's according to Sinn Féin, who's calling on the government to implement SlánchaCare in a bid to transform the health service going forward. The COVID-19 vaccine has been rolled out today at St Colmkills Village in Clonmany. Initially, the facility was not included in the vaccine programme for nursing homes as it is not a nurse-led centre, which sparked a major public outcry. And an initial encounter says the OPW can no longer wash their hands of coastal erosion on the peninsula. A report has estimated that over the next decade or so, erosion could result in the water from Lag Beach moving inland as far as Lag Chapel. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, February the 10th. The death has taken place of Eddie Gill, Clunche, Clonmany. Funeral will take place on Friday morning in St Mary's Church, Clonmany at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Carndonagh Community Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Comsky funeral directors. Due to HSE and government guidelines, a funeral is strictly private to immediate family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv/Clonmany. The death has taken place of Gerry Kearney, formerly of Arden Addition, Manor Cunningham and 13 Knox Hill Avenue, Prehendary. House private, please. Due to ongoing restrictions, a funeral is restricted to family only. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via St Mary's Church Craigham website on Friday at 12 noon. The death has taken place of Michael Fogarty, Kerrytown, Burtonport. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass on Friday at 12 noon in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on annagreeparish.ie. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place in London of Johnny Gallagher, Largan Rea, Downings. His remains are reposing at his late residence in Downings. Funeral from there on Friday morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Meva Parish Church Facebook page. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has taken place of Simon Imber, 16 Tully Magee Road, Cumber, County Down. Husband of Liam Patterson, formerly of Laurel Hill, Castle Finn. House and funeral are strictly private. Cremation will take place at Cavan Crematorium tomorrow. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the RNLI, Care of Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has occurred in Croydon, England, of Brendan Moss, late of Woodside, Green Croydon, and formerly of Lismore, the Dove, Crossroads, Killygordon. Requiem Mass will be celebrated tomorrow morning in Our Lady of the Annunciation Church, Croydon, at 11 o'clock. Tributes or donations can be left on Brendan Moss muchloved.com. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page at facebook.com/Our Lady of the Annunciation. And the death has taken place of Helena Crawford, Coolity, Smoky, Porthall, Lifford. In compliance with current HSE and government restrictions, the house and funeral will be strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral from Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield Rafoe, tomorrow afternoon at 20 past 4 via Coolity, Smoky, Lifford, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 5 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock on Friday morning, which can be viewed on clonleyparish.com/webcam, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors.